This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police began patrols on part of the Syrian border Wednesday, quickly moving to implement an accord with Turkey that divvies up control of northeastern Syria. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump says there is a great outcome in northern Syria.
Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that. But I do believe it will be permanent.
As a result, he says he's lifting sanctions on Turkey, but issuing a warning at the same time.
Should Turkey fail to honor its obligations, including the protection of religious and ethnic minorities, which I truly believe they will do, we reserve the right to reimpose crippling sanctions.
But not all of the American troops are leaving Syria.
We've secured the oil, and therefore a small number of U.S. troops will remain in the area where they have the oil. And we're going to be protecting it, and we'll be deciding what we're going to do with it in the future.
Not everyone in Washington is celebrating. At a hearing on Syria, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Democrat Elliot Engel says President Trump has given American enemies a gift.
It's safe to say ISIS is celebrating President Trump's foreign policy right now. He's handed them their biggest victory in over 4 years, but they're not the only ones rejoicing. Assad regime forces in Syria, backed by Iran and Russia, are now filling the vacuum left by America's withdrawal.
Meanwhile, Iraq says the U.S. troops leaving Syria must be out of their country in 4 weeks. From Washington, this is VOA News. EU leaders are considering whether to give Britain a 3-